All right, Perek Tetz Zayin. Questions, comments for the Ezra?
Ahab, why was he so much like worse than every other like? And like I see, do a lot of it, Dvorah Zarah, but like so did everyone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why? Why it even says like the least of his evils was going in the way of Yeravam. That's like the least. So and every other king was like compared, like oh they're like Yeravam, that's like really okay. Bad.
So what do you think? Could you figure it out? Okay, other kings made Avodah Zarah, but you could also worship God. He outlawed worshiping God. He and, we'll see in the ensuing prophet, he and his wife, they kill the Nevi'im of Hashem, and therefore it's not like, oh, worship God or worship Avodah Zarah, but he was trying to spread the word of Avodah Zarah and put down worshiping Hashem. That's why he took it to a whole nother level. It's not just, oh, they had Egli Azahav, which could be Avodah Zarah, but now they're bringing in definite Avodah Zarah. Right? So beforehand, there was the danger of how we view the Egli Azahav. Now, we're bringing in real Avodah Zarah and killing the Nevi'i Hashem. That's why he took him to a new level. What else?
What's with the Nevuah in the beginning of the parak?
Okay, so let's start figuring this out. Hashem tells Yehu that what has to happen now? Mm-hmm. What has to happen? What does he have to do?
Kill. Wait. Kill Basa? Pursue Basa?
Wipe out the.
Yeah.
And this gets passed on. Mm-hmm. And who ends up signing to do this?
Zimri.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Zimri, how long does he last as king?
Zimri. Seven days in Tirzah.
7 days. Okay. So it's very interesting. Had Zimri killed the house of Baasha? Right, Baasha's dead, his son Ela takes over. Had he killed Ela ben Baasha because Hashem told him to do it, that would have been fine. The only thing is, what happens? We see that he continues in the evil ways of the family. So now you're just a murderer, right? If you yourself are a tzaddik, so fine, you're following God's will. But if you're not, who are you to now do God's bidding? He kills out the family of Yeravam, follows God's command, but then he continues in the ways of Yeravam. Right. So now he becomes a despicable murderer, and that's why his reign is the shortest of all kings. Okay, we'll come back to that. How despicable is this act? So look at Pasuk Tet Zayin. Alright, what does it say? Beishmam achonim leimor kasher zimri v'gam ikat amel v'yamlichu kol Yisrael et omri tatzaval Yisrael v'yom ahu machane. So, he is out. The Eved killing his master is considered so terrible that later on, when another messenger of God is being sent to kill the house of Ahav, Izebel, the wicked witch of the west, right? He says, who do you think you are? Zimri Horeget Adonav. Right? Well, you're just like a Zimri? Right? You're a low life. But that was the way you put somebody down.
Right.
Omri wasn't so much better.
So now, yeah. So now there's a bit of a confusion here. Who's supposed to take over between Omri and Tivni? Right?
This is all going on in Malchus Yisrael, right?
It's all Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael, Omri versus Timni. And it's not clear. It seems there was confusion for a while because Zimri is killed in year 27. Omri actually becomes king only in year 31 of Asa. So for 4 years, it was up in the air who was going to become king.
Wasn't Asa still king?
Asa's and Yehuda. Mm-hmm. It's all while Asa's king.
So it's like a separate three.
So, yeah, so it's saying like while Asa's king, in year 27, Zimri gets killed. But only in year 31 of Asa does Omri become king.
Really
so there's
king.
4 years that there's a debate between Tibni and Omri. Finally, you know, Omri becomes king. It's possible that Asa helped the matter because Asa married off a daughter. I'm sorry, Asa married off a son to the daughter of Omri, giving him prestige. Sort of like Donald Trump recognizing the Golan to help out Netanyahu before the elections, right? He's like lent a little credence to Omri, saying, "Oh look, I'm making my mechutin." Okay, so you mechutin. Okay, so Omri ends up getting the job, gave him more prestige.
How did Tibni lose?
So, like I said, it's not clear how he lost or why he lost.
I wonder who would have been better.
We don't know, but he does lose. What does he end up doing afterwards?
No.
It doesn't say that. I'll point out a cute thing. This I also heard from Menashe Bina. Zimri. When he was going to be killed, what did he end up doing?
Oh, he burned down the king's palace.
Okay, with him in it.
Yeah.
So he committed suicide.
But did he also took down others with him?
Maybe. But here's the interesting thing. Four people in Tanakh commit suicide.
Mm.
And it sort of sounds like the Arba Misos based on.
One of them
what
is
are
Achi
the Arba
Tilfo.
Misos based on?
Skila, Sreifa, Harig Chanek.
Okay, Skila. So who got Skila? Shimshon. House came down upon him. Rocks fell all on top. Okay.
Chanek is Achi
Sreifa. Would be Zimri we have here.
Yeah.
Skila Sreifa.
Chanek. Achitofel.
What's
Sreifa? Sreifa is burning.
In the
Gemara, it's actually not burning on the outside, but we're going to loosely use it. Chanek, you said, very good. Achitofel. And who killed himself by cherev, by a sword?
Oh, Shaul.
Shaul. So he said, so it's interesting that we have like these four suicides in Tanakh.
Cherev?
Means basically beheads you with a knife.
Oh.
And here with a you know with a sword, Shaul falls on the sword. So it is a little bit interesting that the four suicide could be like the Arab now against loosely the Arab Misos based them, but is still nonetheless some of the Arab Misos based them. Omri is considered Gemara in Sanhedrin as being worthy of becoming king because he added a city to Eretz Yisrael, the reason for the name of the Shomron, right? He names it after his son. And he merits remaining king because he added a city to Eretz Yisrael. So people sit there and say, well, what did the secular Zionists do? Well, if getting a city can make you, you know, a kush of a person and certainly bringing back all of Eretz Yisrael for Am Yisrael is a big deal.
Yeah.
What's interesting here is we have two assassinations. Zomri kills Ela bin Basha while he's drinking, right? Mm. And he's assassinated within a week.
Mm.
But Basha killed Nadav in Givton while he's in the middle of the battle of the Plishtim. And he had to rule over all of Israel. So I would have thought that, you know, Basha's deed while in the middle of battle, this is worse than killing some drunk king. The difference is when Ela was killed, Zimri was an officer. He left the battlefield to go and kill the king. And then instead of going back to battle, he just sat on his chair. So people despised him. And that's why he was killed. And who took over? The war hero, Omri, ended up taking over. Why didn't Malchei Yisrael get rid of the Agalim? Why didn't they get rid of their golden calves? Because what? Because this was their connection, right? This gave them worth. They felt like they're good Jews. They don't need to go to Yerushalayim. Sort of like all the people, you know, that are learning Torah in America. People don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael because they say, "I'm learning Torah. I've got kolos. I got a shul. I'm good. Chutz Laretz. I don't need to go to Eretz Yisrael." Right? So that's what they felt. They were just like that.
I agree.
I know you do. That's the sad part. At the end of the parak, we have a fulfillment of Yehoshua's curse. Mm-hmm. That anyone who will build up Yericho, his first son will be killed with the first stone that's laid, and his last son with the last stone that's laid. And some of the Persians say all the other sons in between. It's just like the first and the last, not just like everyone else lives. And yet, someone does it. Why would anyone do this? You know, there's a curse hanging over your head. Why would anyone do this?
Maybe it has to do with Ahab.
What's the reason for not building up Yericho? It doesn't do with Ahab. What's the reason for not building up Yericho? It's supposed to remember the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us,
the
correct?
Collapsing of the walls.
Right. Ahab is at this time, exactly what you said, where doesn't want to remember Hashem. He wants us to remember anything but Hashem.
Yeah.
Probably he paid Hiel to go and do this. Get rid of anything that symbolizes God's might. And Hiel said, fine, I'm in. You know, maybe he's in plus a large amount of money deposited in his bank account. But I'm in. We'll do this cover up. There never was a God here. Sort of like what the Arabs are doing, getting rid of all the archaeological discoveries that they find so that there should be no claim for the Jews in the land of Israel. But this is exactly what we should not remember, that there was a connection between God, because that's what Ahab's trying to do. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up from the Eliyahu HaNavi stories after Pesach.